is a rap pill, hardcore is a house play.
You are all fools to challenge me! I'll crush you!
Been a long time since I've been at full power! Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war! We're gonna eat that sauce off the breakfast!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Filling in again for V, it is Will and Bill the Butcher. Bill, you out there with me, brother? You out there, Bill? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I pushed the wrong button.
Okay, good.
I am here.
Cool. I wanted to, we can get into a number of things, and we'll open up the phone lines right now if you guys want to go ahead and join us. But I wanted to start off talking about an experience that I had at the Trump rally. And I waited. I basically got the tickets like a week in advance to the Trump rally here in New Hampshire. And I went with a whistleblower here who was trying to get in touch with anybody from the Trump administration to try to get their story being told. I was on my best behavior, being super polite. And my people got there at 1:30 in the morning the night before, and we met them at like 7 o'clock in the morning. We spent pretty much the whole day there in line. They finally opened up the doors around 4 p.m. We spend all this time here. It's interesting, too, because Secret Service came, and the guy behind us had a QAnon shirt on, and he said, hey, you can't wear that QAnon shirt, supposedly, to this guy. And they made him change his shirt. And I went to the Secret Service, and I have this on video. I said, is it true that this guy cannot wear a QAnon shirt? And he said, yeah, it's true. And I said, well, why not? He was like, oh, that's what they told us. So I thought it was interesting. I'm not a believer in the QAnon conspiracy, but I thought it was interesting, first and foremost, that that people wearing Q paraphernalia were not allowed in. You could have somebody with their throat slit on your shirt, but you couldn't have a Q thing, and then waited pretty much nearly 24 hours to get in. The doors open up, we go through TSA, and what happens is, after we go through TSA, the Manchester Police Department calls me aside, and I say, am I being detained? He said, yes, you are. You guys were being disorderly earlier, and you're not allowed in here anymore. I was like, I most assuredly was not being disorderly. I've been on my best behavior. And he said, you and your people have been disinvited, so get out of here or we will be arresting you. Bill, what the heck happened? Why can't people wear QAnon t-shirts and why was I not allowed to go to a Trump rally?
Well, I'm disturbed by several things. Beginning from the first thing you said, we had our tickets to go in, tickets to a political rally, okay? We had to stand in line. We spent the night there and everything. To a rally. These things are turning into rock concerts. Excuse me. They're turning, and I'm a Republican, man. I'm a conservative, but I'm seeing the Nuremberg rallies here is what I'm seeing, okay? And I'm seeing, and I don't even know what QAnon is. I've got to study up on that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These people are the first people that gripe and complain when somebody is triggered by a MAGA hat. But they're triggered by, we've got to stop being triggered, excuse me, by paraphernalia. This is ridiculous. This is supposed to be America. We're supposed to be able to cuss and discuss and come up with different ideas. I think it was atrocious what happened to you, that number one, you're an American citizen. You should be allowed to listen to the President of the United States. If somebody asked me one time, if Obama landed at Fort Hood, which happened often, and you had your grandchildren, would you take them to see President Obama? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I put Puck right up front because she's cute. And he would reach out and shake her hand. Absolutely, I would take them. We've got to put this kind of nonsense aside. And, Will, I deeply apologize to you for being treated like that.
Well, I just think it's interesting because the right-hand side of things is supposed to be standing up for freedom of speech. And it's getting censored here. And so I'm wondering, you know, I didn't believe in the QAnon conspiracy. That's the conspiracy. conspiracy that thinks that President Trump was drafted by the military and JFK Jr. is still alive and he's going to fight the deep state and all this other stuff. I didn't believe it, but now the fact that they're censoring QAnon, and I believe they recently listed them as a potential terrorist group by the FBI, so it makes me like wonder, what's going on here?
Well, it's just like, now, Antifa's not a terrorist group yet, but a bunch of people that believe that John Lennon and JFK have formed a band on Ecstasy Island, they're a terrorist group, okay? Come on. We all know down here that Alex Jones is a joke. We've known him for years. We watch him, and he comes up with lizard men, and the government's poisoning us with this and that and everything. And everybody knows it's a joke, okay? But it's interesting. But everybody takes it too seriously. Too seriously. It's just, don't take politics serious, folks. Just don't do it. Don't do it. And I got the silliest argument in the world last week, Will, and you were a witness, with a young lady over Paul McCartney's Dead routine, which was silly. Again, I apologize to the audience and everything. Of all the things I could have argued about, Paul McCartney is dead? Come on, Jesus Christ. I would have a QAnon t-shirt on if Alex Jones had or something. Your thoughts, Will?
Well, that's the thing is, people have been steadily waking up for years, and what's unfortunately been happening is, especially with the rise of Trump, I think even before that, there was becoming a critical mass of people that were knowing something is severely wrong with this country. And I think what happened is once Trump came out, everybody was already put into two camps. Either you're on the right side of things and you believe the alt-right, or you're on the left side of things and Trump is Hitler. And it took it from everybody that was just one to now being more divide, more order out of chaos.
Well, it's the right and left. I read an article, a study last night. Usually there was extreme right, extreme left, and they were a very small percentage, okay? And everybody else was in the middle. For instance, I used the example of abortions. You've got a liberal Democrat who's 65 years old, or 60 anyway, and he totally believes in a woman's choice and it's her body and all that, until his daughter gets pregnant with his first grandson. And then his shift will go a little bit to the right concerning that. So that's human. That's what people do, okay? You have people who are completely against guns, until they end up in a dark parking lot one night and you're a little bit nervous about those guys in the corner, and then suddenly, you know, they shift a little bit to the right. Then you have right people who are on the right side and everything, and they're completely against gay marriage until the nice gay couple moves in the house on the corner down there. And they went around and give cookies to everybody and say, thanks for welcoming us to the neighborhood. So people are human. We're not black and white. We're not hardcore. When you have that, then you have the Nuremberg rally. Then you have that. The Jews are the enemy. This is the problem. All we got to do is kill all them Mexicans. And none of that ever works. I have a good friend in New Jersey who's black, and he is an absolute liberal Democrat. Absolute. I mean, he calls the president the orange fool and all this kind of stuff. But we have a standing date because he wants so bad to come to Austin and eat barbecue and drink local beers. And he's my friend. And Will, I don't even know what your politics are, but you're my friend. And that's the way I really think. That's the way I really go. Your thoughts?
Yeah, to add something to that too, because you're talking about how people are affected by this. I was just downstairs with my friend, and he was saying, Will's going to get killed. Will's going to get killed. One of his buddies at work saw one of my videos where I was confronting the Speaker of the House, or either that video or the video where I was confronting the congressman here from Rhode Island, David Cicilline, and I also confronted Senator Jack Reed about his membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. And it was interesting because they were like, oh, Will's going to get killed, Will's going to get killed. And people were like, and my friend was sticking up for me at work, and he was like saying, you know, at least Will's out there, at least Will's doing something. And the funny thing is, I've met so many activists throughout the years, and they've become activists. Well, I'm like, well, what caused you to be an activist? Well, my family was injured, my son or daughter was injured by a vaccine, or I had my daughter or son was taken away by Child Protective Services. So people just need to realize you can't wait until you're a victim of this. You cannot wait till you have your children stolen or you get a vaccine injury or your son goes off to die in an illegal war to take action. And that's what we need to happen.
It all comes home. It all comes home to all of us that our relationships and our relationship with the government are on a personal level. For instance, the CPS. I was the biggest enemy they ever had. That's why they nicknamed me Bill the Butcher. Is I was so bad, okay? And then I got a best friend. Oh, God, I hate to admit this. I can't give his real name because he's a director of CPS here in Texas. He writes for us. We call him the Lone Ranger. And he will write and he will explain the position of the CPS and the restrictions they work under and all this kind of stuff and everything. And so, and people find that out when they know me personally. My God, how can you even talk to him? Well, we compare whiskeys, and he's a cowboy, and he has a rodeo in his backyard for kids, and he loves kids, and I can't tell you a whole lot about him, but no, he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad guy, and he was teamed up with a guy we call Ranger Hank, who just retired, who ran the CPS for 2 years, and all Ranger Hank said when he took over is, I want background checks on all the caseworkers, and 51% of them quit. Okay, so we're turning the tide, but I hear in Pennsylvania and other states where the oppression is going on nonstop. And I'm a constitutionalist. I think family courts ought to be, if not abolished, they need to be put under constitutional law. To see somebody deprived of their child is an obscenity to me. It's an obscenity. But people are fluid. People understand they're fluid. You have ideas. You have things you think, and then someone will come along and hit you with something, and you say, wait a minute, that works, you know? Like, for instance, and I'm illegal immigration. Let's go to illegal immigration. Oh, all the Mexicans coming over. My God, we ought to install catapults and pitch them all back and everything. Okay, you want $10 a head of lettuce? Go ahead, stupid. Go ahead, do that. The Mexicans have been coming over the border for 100 years, and they've been picking our crops and been selling them to us, okay? A war against Mexico is not going to help or alleviate this problem. These are human beings. And I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative, okay? And I'll say, like, if an alien comes over the border and takes your job, you got a messed up job. Your thoughts, Will?
Yeah, and I agree, and I just want a quick program note. It looks like V will be joining us live momentarily. It looks like he's just getting things figured out. So right. Bill and I have been taking over in the meantime, but yeah, it looks like V will be joining us momentarily if things go right. You know, it's interesting because people like V and myself, and you know, it's at this point, you know, I don't know what's going on because I've had my camera jacked with, I bought a brand new computer, I have my events showing up as deleted to multiple people, and I have screenshots of all this, and I know V also has a lawsuit coming up against some of these big tech companies, but the thing is, they're not only suppressing free speech, but the crazy part about all of this is, now Facebook has a thing, and some you guys listening at home can Google the article, but Facebook actually has a patent for a device that would read your thoughts, and it's not the only one. DARPA's been working on that as well. So it's bad enough that we don't even have freedom of speech, but pretty soon we're going to be living in a place where these big corporations and the governments are going to be able to know what you think. We're not even going to have freedom of thought. Like, what are we going to do then?
That is, well, what's your segue into this mess? That is the reason that especially we Texans are against red flag laws. Now, no one here thinks that a crazy person should buy a gun. That's crazy. If you think that, you're crazy, okay? But if it's taken to its extreme, the cranky old man on the end of the block who would never hurt anyone, but someone turns him in, okay, so he can't have a gun to protect himself. The same types of people who can file a thing on you on Facebook can call the police department and say, I'm not quite sure about that old man. I don't know what he's doing, but he's acting crazy. And he loses all his rights on the weapon, searches, all this kind of stuff. It's what is he thinking? I had an old man one time, an old man. I was selling some property in Harker Heights over here, right next to Clinton. $1 million projects. I mean, we were selling fourplexes. We weren't selling them because they weren't selling. Because right down the road was a guy that lived in a trailer, and he had a 4x8 sign in his yard that said, "Danger, child molesters, stay away." We weren't selling no property. So one day I was there, I saw all these kids' toys in the yard. And I said, "Oh my God." You know, I probably tapped on his door. "Hey, come here. Come here, come on. What is this? What is that sign?" He told me the story. He has a flower garden, and he lives near high school. And he seen these girls from the high school always walking through his flower, through his yard, right? And one day he stuck his head out the window and he said, and I won't use a bad word, Mike, you don't have to bleep it, "Hey, you little bees, okay, stay off my effing yard." Okay? And Terrence filed on him, went to court. He addressed them by their genitalia by calling them little bees, which made him a sexual predator. And he got the sign. Well, we ripped into our happy sacks and we got some money and lawyers and got that stupid sign pulled down so that we could sell our doggone property. But to see, that's what worries me about red flag laws. However, I do agree, and a lot of my Texas Patriots disagree with me on this. Everybody doesn't need a gun. There's some people who buy a small gun to keep it in the drawer in the bedroom in case somebody tries to kick in the door. And there's some people who buy a gun and right away they're looking for somebody to shoot. Those are the guys that don't need a gun. I mean, in the Second Amendment, I've done hundreds of articles on this. But we're a fluid society, folks. We're a fluid society. We're Americans, okay? You're either an American or you're American. Your thoughts, Will.
Hello, 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 hello.
My God, he's here!
Yes, I'm on the worst device possible because every internet that I have has been hacked or destroyed or has been blocked in one way or another. So I'm on the last backup that I have. I'm telling you, since Friday, I've gone through 5 different data cards, a burnt-out router, et cetera, et cetera. These people did not want me on the internet this weekend. Or at all.
It's because you're black, B. It's because you're a black man.
So I'm on the worst device that I have, and I you know, barely hear anything. So, but I do have a guest, and I'm going to end up, I'm going to add the guest into the call here, and we'll introduce him, because I know we're going into break right now. Is that right, Mike? I think we're going into break.
Is that right? About a minute, 30 seconds, I think.
Okay, so let me add in our guest. Our guest is a magician, and he's a man of many talents, and I wanted to get him on the air because he's got some special things going on, and for the love of God, I can't find his name in my list here, but we'll add him
in. His name is Pendulette.
He's the subject of the show.
The subject of the show was B didn't show up, and me and Will were rivaling.
Is that what you call it? I thought we were having amazing discourse, but yeah, rattling.
Well, we were surfing pretty good, Will. We were surfing pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I was actually trying to impress people, thinking that I would have B's voice, but it only worked for about 12 seconds.
Well, okay, so and I'm telling you the thing I have to go through, and I'm looking at my list here of people here, and they just love to edit what I can see as far as the Skype thing is concerned. Let me see if I've got them here now. It's really amazing.
Good evening. Or morning, rather.
Hello. Jonathan.
Hello there.
V. I believe we're on commercial break. Maybe not. We're still live. Okay. So, we have the amazing Jonathan Royale, or Royal, I should say.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
Doing fine. I do apologize for the technical difficulties that I'm having today. But the show must go on. So, you have a very special situation. I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself and who you are, what you do, and I want to get into this Crown Persecution Service issue that you're having, if that's okay?
Yeah, fine. I mean, for those who may not already know, my name is Jonathan Royal. I'm a hypnotist, predominantly, and I've got a documentary coming out early September in a few weeks' time called Extreme Danger, Extreme Hypnosis, which is looking at all the different ways that the powers that be, the so-called Illuminati, brainwash, mind control, and psychologically manipulate people in all areas of their life on a daily basis.
Okay. So, again, I'm on the worst device that I have. I'm having a hard time hearing, so I'm going to need the help of my co-host to jump in with their questions.
So, yeah, how did you get involved in this whole realm of work? I'm sure you weren't an expert doing documentaries overnight. What got you into this?
Well, yeah, good question. It's a weird one, really. I was born on a circus. And at the age of 3 and a bit, I was certainly Britain's, but possibly the world's youngest professional paid circus clown. And at a very early age, I learned that things are not always what they appear. For example, in the circus, acts that look dangerous are often quite safe, where conversely, things that look relatively safe can actually kill you if you do them wrong. And my life continued in that vein where I got into doing magic, like David Copperfield type magic, you know, magic tricks and stuff. And again, I discovered that things aren't always as they appear, because magic is about misdirection and psychologically diverting people's attention from what's really going on and making them believe something else is going on. And indeed, as I grew up, with that state of mind to look at things, kind of what I did, I noticed that politics was exactly like that. The education system, in fact, every area of life is very much like that, in the sense of the powers that be portray a certain way you're supposed to perceive things, but what's really going on tends to be very far removed from the picture that's being painted by these psychological tricks and such like.
Okay, so what was the first eye-opener that you had? What was the first eye-opener that you had that things weren't quite what people had told you on the news?
I was always very, very inquisitive when I was younger, and you know, the hypnosis side of things, I started actually studying that when I was about 10 years old. And I, one of the things in one of the hypnosis books that I was studying, it said that people get problems in life because the information they're taking in puts negativity and fear into them, and that can manifest itself in all different ways. And it explained how people perceive things differently. And there was a sentence that mentioned that often people will purposely distort the reality of a situation in order to purposely cause psychological harm or damage to other people. And it just had then this little sentence that says, look around you. compare the messages you get. And what I did, but it's the same all around the world, but in England, for example, there's a newspaper called the Sun newspaper, published by the media mogul Murdoch. But he also publishes on a daily basis as well another paper called the Times paper, and various others as well. And I bought a copy of each one day. And you would think that if the news was truly impartial, that all of those newspaper publications would have the same front page story, the same major news article, and you would assume that they would all tell you the same story in pretty much the same way. But what I discovered with that experiment was that literally, they're all saying different things. They quite clearly had completely different agendas. They were reporting the same story with different apparent facts.
I totally agree with you. By the way, I'm fascinated with magicians. You have my ear. But back in the day in America here, we had Walter Cronkite. We had Huntley and Brinkley. And I don't remember who was on the other channel. But like the day Kennedy got shot, basically the same story, the same exact story, just with different voice patterns. And now, after 1993, when news became classified as entertainment, now it's all opinions. You take a story, if Donald Trump walks out of the White House and bends over to tie his shoe, okay, Fox News will report that he tied his shoe, he didn't need anybody to help tie it, he was in total command, he was a normal man tying his shoe, and CNN will report he was making a hangman noose for Al Sharpton. So yes, I totally agree with you.
And it's done purposely as well, to confuse people. Because confusion and disorientation distract people's minds and means that they don't then as easily spot the truth and clues of what's really going on.
Now, people talk about the Illuminati all the time. People say, oh, it's the Vatican. Oh, it's the royal family. Oh, it's the Jews. Oh, it's this entity, that entity. It's the Bilderberg Group. It's this group. What do you, is it? It's Rihanna and Jay-Z. What is the Illuminati to you?
To me, it's just a word meaning the people who are illuminated and know more than the letting on, in the same way as when people talk about esoteric stuff. All the word esoteric means is the hidden. It's just a word to label generally the people who have got the power and the knowledge, which generally speaking, and obviously there's exceptions to this, but the banking cartels and families, which historically trace back to the likes of Nathaniel Rothschild, you know, like over 100 years ago, and the bloodline continues. And just, you know, when you say that, some people go, oh, hang on a minute, you're being anti-Semitic because those particular banking families are all Jewish. And no, it's not a case of that. That just happens to be coincidental. The truth is, there are some banking families that are not Jewish. It's just that, again, people like to try and shut up or distract from conspiracy theorists or truth researchers by pointing the finger at something perceptively negative and avoiding the fact that, like it or lump it, you know, people like members of the Rothschild family have said things such as, he who controls the money in the world controls the world.
We're coming upon a break here, gentlemen, and we apparently, there's the red pill. So we'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSite Bonus. Those who are now FrontSite members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSite, made a gracious exception to his no-media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSite, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, everyone, we are back. Thanks for bearing with us tonight. The technical difficulties is a full-on assault against V, per usual. So he's at least out for now, but we do have our guest still with us. And I do want you to go ahead and plug your website and the best place where people can find you and reiterate where your documentary is going to be available for folks. But also, you know, the best thing I think we can get from you, at least now, is, you know, what are some things that you notice coming from your training and your background that other people may not pick up on that you can maybe give people some hindsight into?
Okay. Can you hear me okay, by the way?
Yes, loud and clear.
You're 5-5, man.
Excellent. Brilliant. Okay. Firstly, in regards to the documentary, the trailer for the documentary and also a kind of mini web series giving some insights into the different areas of religion, the legal system and policing, education, and various different areas of life can all be seen at the website extremedangerextremehypnosis.com, or perhaps more easily, my website has got a link on there at magicalguru.com. And there's a lot of free stuff for people there as well. In terms of things that people may not spot, It's one of those things. It's quite often. It's literally everything. It's this. It's perhaps better if I kind of tell you how bad it is. How extreme it is. As we illustrate in the documentary, and there's people out there who would disagree with this, but my experience, my research, but more than anything, my experience, because I've been involved in experiments in the real world, done in a legal manner, but have ultimately shown, without question, that thanks to things like MKUltra, that was an experimental group set up by the CIA shortly after the World Wars, when, for example, Joseph Mengele and other of the Nazis that were doing atrocious experiments were shipped over secretly to America and started studying mind control. A large proportion of this involved trauma-based mind control. In other words, causing people severe physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological, basically on every possible level, severe trauma and pain. And what happens is when severe trauma, and I'm talking like sexual abuse, electrocuting people, sensory deprivation and a combination of them, it becomes so psychologically painful that to protect oneself, the brain tries to repress and hide that's going on. And this causes part of the person's psyche to splinter, to break off, to kind of separate. And this is stage one of leading somebody into what gets termed in psychiatry as multiple personality disorders or dissociative identity disorders. And quite often it's that someone's gone through so many traumatic events that their psyche splinters off into multiple different personalities. Well, that can intentionally be done to people. And on a low level, it happens to all of us. But rather than everyone ending up with different multiple personalities, they end up with different moods, emotional moods that get more and more easily triggered by apparently everyday occurrences of everyday life. And that's where the mass media comes in, feeding you stories. There's an old saying in the media that if it bleeds, it leads. In other words, if there's some kind of atrocity involving bloodshed or an element of fear, that will be the front page news. Very rare do you get the front page story that's really jolly and upbeat. That's because the bigger agenda is to, through the media, whether it's print media, broadcast audio or televisual media, is to instill a level of fear in people. Keep giving them messages that the world is a scary place. Keep giving them messages that the solution to the world being a scary place is to trust and listen to that authority figure of a certain politician who's going to do a certain thing, so you should vote for them. A colleague of mine, the British conspiracy researcher, David Icke, who's, you know, pretty much known all around the world for his various books, terms it problem, reaction, solution. The powers that be, the Illuminati, if you want to call them that, to keep the mass populace in check, will create perceived terrorist events, so-called false flag events. Now, I differ slightly to some people in that I don't believe that all false flag events are fake, that they're not just always crisis actors and completely staged events. Quite often, I believe it's a case that people come onto the radar of the MI5, MI6, CIA, or other secret services, and they turn a blind eye because they realise that allowing the terrorist event to take place, that they were in a position to stop, but allowing it to take place will suit their ultimate agenda because it will instill fear into society and give them a window of opportunity to be able to go, oh, wasn't that terrible? And everyone's going, yes, it was. Please protect us, stop it from happening again. And at that point, they can go, well, you know what? we can by putting more armed police officers on the street, which is happening here in England. I know in America that's happened for a long time, but recently that's what they've managed to step up things here. Although, you know, we can stop that by having more CCTV. But ultimately, the end game, whatever they want, rather than just doing it and the public perhaps realising immediately, hang on, why are more of our freedoms being taken away? They create situations where people will actually turn around and go, please protect us. And the solution they provide to do that is that which they always wanted in the first place. That is one of the major ways that they manipulate people, so that the mass populace, when their freedoms are being taken away, you know, this is why recently, it's only in the past couple of weeks, the CIA, that document came out where they're labelling people like our good selves as potential security threats, you know, the conspiracy researchers.
Just to briefly interrupt you, because... Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but just to briefly interrupt, sure. Because this goes to your point, we started off the show like this. At the beginning of the show, I'm not a fan of Trump, although I also don't think he's literally Hitler. But I've confronted politicians many times. But I went up to this Trump rally with the whistleblower. I was on my best behavior, got the tickets. We were in line. They rejected me from being there. They said I was disinvited. But even more interestingly, going to your point, people that had shirts that had the Q for QAnon, they were not allowed in. I had this on video by Secret Service. You either had to get a new shirt or you were not allowed in. I'm not even a fan of the QAnon conspiracy, but what's your take on that and to what you were just saying?
You know, my gut feeling is that that's QAnon is kind of potentially a double bluff. Until I see more evidence otherwise, because nobody seems to know who's behind QAnon, it could very well be a double bluff in the sense of it actually being the powers that be, the Illuminati, those in control behind it, to give that illusion of choice, but to occasionally feed, you know, feed some real information, but feed some misinformation as well. There's a lot of that goes on, because then that way, when other areas of research, researchers out there either jump on board because they're lazy and repeat the same stuff, or they disagree because they found something different, that also ends up causing then confusion and disorientation. And when you create a state of confusion and disorientation in people, it flicks their mind into a theta state. And the theta state is the state of mind that is the same as that when you hypnotize somebody. It means that they're immediately more suggestible, and the critical faculty of the brain has effectively been shut down for a while. So then if any other messages, which could be with positive or negative intent, come along whilst they're in that theta state, a person isn't equipped at that moment to critically analyze them, and they will effectively just go straight into the person's subconscious, unconscious mind, like seeds that grow and end up influencing them in the manner that was intended at a later point. So, yeah, it's... Which obviously raises the obvious question, well, if all this stuff's going on, and also, you know, even looking at the television, television, the way it flickers with you, not so much now, because we have LED and plasma TVs and stuff, but still, nonetheless, the way the light level is from the screen and the way the lights flicker and stuff, it does stimulate the visual cortex of the brain, and it pulls you in. And it's like when you get caught up in a film and somebody comes into the room, or you're caught up watching your favourite soap or serial drama or whatever, and somebody comes in and says, hey, do you want a beer, buddy? And it takes you a few seconds, and then you suddenly go, what was that? Because you're kind of aware, a tiny bit of your brain's aware that they just asked you if you wanted a beer, but the majority was so engrossed in that film or program And that is also like hypnosis. And the thing is, whilst you're consciously focused and then also unconsciously involved in that program, that you may think is simply an innocent program, a comedy show or a science fiction film or whatever, it is possible to embed subliminals to control, manipulate and deceive people into the soundtrack of things. You know, if you type, there's people that say, some people out there say subliminal messages don't work, but when you dig deep and look, the people who are saying that tend to have a vested financial interest and tend to be people who would benefit from using them, which is the same with pretty much any area of mind control. You know, there's people out there who will come out and say, you know, you cannot hypnotize somebody to make them do something against their moral values or their will. And yet, when you look, they are people that are using these techniques. Politicians, going back to what you said about Trump, a couple of decades ago now, I used to house it for a politician here in England. Obviously, I'm not going to mention names, but one day over a glass or two of wine, I posed the question. I said, be honest with me. When I look at Prime Minister's Questions Time, which they now broadcast from the House of Commons and Parliament here in England on television, I said, the Prime Minister will say something and then the opposition side will suddenly jump up and the shadow minister will come out with a question, but they're reading it from the clipboard in front of them, which means they must have known what was going to be discussed in Parliament that day, and they must have known exactly what was going to be said in order to have formulated that question. Or am I missing something here? And I was categorically told that, yeah, they tell each side has to tell each other in advance what the business of the day is and give them an idea, and it's theatrically stage managed. And I said, so are you telling me that ultimately it doesn't matter who you vote for? Once they get into power, they'll end up doing what effectively the puppet masters above tell them to. And by puppet masters, again, follow the money. Who controls the governments? Well, look at who controls the money. That is why JFK was killed, assassinated, because he wanted to take control of the monetary system and print the money himself, and therefore eliminate, you know, national debt and all that. But your likes of your Rothschilds, your Rockefellers, your J.P. Morgans and such like, your banking cartel that its head of is in the banking district, the City of London, which interestingly, the City of London is a registered company that is just an area within London, and it's got its own laws within the City of London that are different than the rest of London. Just like the Vatican, where the Pope is a city of itself within Rome, but the Vatican has its own laws. These things are done so that the powers that be can control the media and politics, education system, which I prefer to call it the indoctrination system, because all you're really learning at school is to learn and memorize things, then to do exams where you get rewarded and made to feel good if you regurgitate what you've been taught by the authority figures. So the bigger lesson you're learning is you listen to authority figures, trust them, believe them, and you'll feel good and get rewarded if you repeat what they've taught you without questioning it, and you'll get...
You're absolutely right. And I wanted to ask you, too, you know, you're talking about some of the tricks that they use, and you're talking about how this is theater. Is there anything that you could maybe tell people to look out for, or any diversions or tactics they use that maybe you could give us a heads up on, so when people see that, we're like, all right, maybe we know something's going on?
They do it all the time. That's the trouble. So, I mean, you know, generally speaking with politicians, the truth is if they open their mouth, they're probably lying. And if they are telling the truth, you can guarantee it's only because it happened to just suit their agenda. But politicians and political people are people who want to manipulate and control. They found that even when you're aware of it, it has a subliminal direct effect, that you tend to trust them more if, as they're speaking, they put their hands out towards you so that their fingers and palms are open. It's like an open body language. Whereas, stereotypically speaking, somebody who's lying will unconsciously protect and close themselves off, or kind of shield their body, or suddenly put their hand over their mouth or touch their nose, like, you know, this stinks. But these people go through courses to teach them what their unconscious body language would normally do when they are lying or deceiving. And they are taught through social engineering, social conditioning, and neurolinguistic programming training what those things are that would naturally signal at an unconscious level to people that they're lying and deceiving them. And they therefore then learn what the body language signals are for when someone is being open and truthful and trustworthy. And they then learn consciously to use those body language signals when they are lying. Now, this means that a lot of people will believe them when they're lying, but then a large section of society will end up being confused and disorientated, because consciously they'll be looking and think, this looks a bit false and a bit scripted, because they can tell the person is purposely putting their hands out in front of them. It's the way they do it. They kind of do it as a jerky movement. Look, my hands are open, my fingers are wide apart, I'm putting my palms towards you, I have nothing to hide. And consciously you can kind of twig, this seems a not natural, but unconsciously it fits with what our personal laptop computers have got programmed in the past to accept as being trustworthy behavior. So it kind of goes in to be accepted, but then the critical faculty of the brain is confused, because it goes, well, consciously I know this seems a bit stage managed, but unconsciously it fits the patterns of someone that's trustworthy. And there becomes a confusion and a conflict, a cognitive dissonance of, I don't know whether to believe this or not. And that also plays into the hands of the powers that be, because while you're confused and disorientated in that state of mind that flicks into theta, then you automatically slip into the hypnotized state and become more suggestible and less likely to do something constructive to rebel against that deceptive, manipulative message, game plan, or agenda that they're pushing towards you. So, you know, politics is all about giving people the illusion of choice. That's why there's voting. Do you want this person or do you want this person? But the truth is that, for example, in England, Rupert Murdoch, the media mogul, and he's got publications and TV stations all around the world. He, in England, definitely has been responsible, largely, for which prime minister has been voted in. For decades, he's always backed the winning horse, so to speak, in his media. That's because the media is so influential on people's states of mind. In more recent times, we now, as we move into a more digital world, we've seen that Trump got to where he is, arguably, because of a company called Cambridge Analytica, who famously, as mentioned in a Netflix documentary that came out about a month ago called The Great Data Hack, they put a thing out called Your Digital Life, an app on Facebook, and it appears that Facebook were complicit in this, allegedly. But Facebook have certainly received massive fines over allowing Cambridge Analytica to basically get up to 300 data points on each user that they hacked information from who used this app and didn't realize what was going on. And apparently that was then used to target them with adverts, propaganda videos, and messages to influence how they voted in the presidential elections. And they did the same in England with the Brexit vote. So, you know, these days you've got to be very careful. You can't believe the messages you get. Never take anything at face value. Always examine and question who stands to gain financially from this. Follow the money. It sounds like a cliche, but when you follow the money, you can then very quickly work out if somebody's motives are pure or not. Which ironically, in a roundabout way, is the reason why I purposely, when I was approached by Brick in the Wall Films in England, and we discussed this documentary, Extreme Danger, Extreme Hypnosis, where we give you visual examples of education system brainwashing, of political brainwashing, of the legal system brainwashing, all different areas of life. We also look at secret societies like the Masons and how they're linking to the banking system and how money and credit is, you know, this. They give out credit and stuff because they want to entrap you. Mortgages, you know, people who take out a mortgage to buy a house, society makes them feel, yay, I bought a house, I'm now a homeowner. No, you're not. The moment you take out a mortgage, you're massively in debt until you pay off that final penny. And until you paid off that final penny, your house could be repossessed if you default. And generally speaking, you're going to end up paying 3 to 4 times the value of the house with all the interest and stuff on the mortgage. So this is going to keep you on the breadline, and that's their intentions, for maybe 20, 25 years of your life. By which point, yes, you end up owning the house, and it may have increased in value a bit, but that's 25 years of your life gone where you didn't have any kind of free money available to be able to make your dreams come true and fulfill your full potential. And that's what the Illuminati are about. They're about creating a situation where people are confused and disorientated. They're living in fear, maybe not massive fear of death, although to a degree that was getting instilled with terrorist events and stuff, but a fear of, If I tried to do something more with my life and make my dreams come true, would I potentially end up not being able to afford to pay the mortgage and end up homeless type thing? There's fear in all areas of life. But they also push the agenda that the best thing to do is to go out there and, you know, lay down roots and buy yourself a house. Well, you know what? Cunning idea, maybe.
All right, we are unfortunately out of time. We're going to have you back on to get more into this, because it's really interesting how they use technique and mind control to manipulate us. Thank you to Bill the Butcher. Thank you most especially to our guest, Ken, to
thank
feed.
You.
And we will be back here tomorrow night. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.